Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We have Deborah Tavares. She has been visiting Paradise, and it's not Paradise anymore, is it? In fact, I would say the best caption at the top of this title, this visit today, would be Satan Snuffs Paradise. How would that be?
Well, I have to say that after our investigative report of Paradise, the town of Paradise, and actually up to about a total of six other small towns in the vicinity of Paradise, which is in Butte County. We went and we interviewed and we looked at the massive military operation that has now come into the city. They're pushing out local health departments in favor for government health departments. It is fully taken over by military operation. There's curfews at nighttime. You can't go in past the burn lines if you have the right capabilities of getting through the burn line areas. Completely cordoned off. Hundreds and hundreds of Pacific Gas and Electric vehicles are there. Also hundreds and hundreds of unidentified vehicles. Hundreds of tree removal vehicles. And we noticed many, many things. I'm going to go over some of these things now. We have this going up on YouTube so that everyone can see what investigative research and journalism looks like in a crime scene that is being covered up by the perpetrators.
Right.
So I'm going to go through some aspects of...
By perpetrators, you mean that there's actually government and military there preventing people doing animal rescue and looking at the forensics of what happened and how this fire happened and why it wasn't properly stopped or remediated, how many actually died, right? Which is probably a lot higher than the amount, so please continue.
Yes, they're reporting about 88 deaths right now, but we have inside people that were in there in the burn areas with tow trucks that were relocating burned out vehicles, and they saw bodies piled up in one area alone. They said there had to be at least 200 bodies. So let me just kind of kick off in specific order. But the tow truck drivers will have a personal YouTube up by these interviews that we did yesterday.
Right.
Tow truck drivers were removing cars, and they were being directed to the cars to remove. They noticed many investigators huddled around a variety of cars. There were bodies in many of these cars. What was interesting about the deceased is that they were behind the wheels of the cars, and they were still sitting behind the wheels, but completely cooked.
Wow.
And which is potentially what directed energy weapons would do to someone. It would just fry you in place.
Right.
Many noticed that the military and police, aka sheriff divisions, were going through cars that were lined up, parked on the side of the roads, not necessarily burned up cars, but people that had run from the flames, gotten out of their cars. Their cars that were parked on the side of the road were being rifled through by law enforcement, and people, of course, that were attempting to evacuate loaded all kinds of valuable things that they felt they needed. And what was occurring was the removal of guns out of any cars. This is a heavily anti-government area in many ways. There's lots of people there that have a lot of firepower, and those were being removed from the vehicles, stolen.
Oh, really?
From the vehicles, while people were not allowed to get in to their what might be left of their property.
Yeah, which by the way is a violation of civil rights. They have a right to have a gun in their vehicle. I mean, the Second Amendment right is not open to the state or a police authority
We're beyond the implementation or the enactment of any laws. It's complete lawlessness now. It is on the backs of using technologies as forms of genocide and literally repurposing where people live in the United States. It's an absolute stealth, incremental takedown. So what else we observed was many, many offices, Cal OES, Office of Emergency Services there. They had a huge FEMA encampment that encompassed Cal OES, the National Guard, the Army. FEMA was relocating, but Red Cross is there, and they were sleeping about 600 people, and they're trying to enclose their emergency services to be self-sufficient because of the drain on the local hotels and many places that people had to evacuate in. I want to say that there's a norovirus epidemic up there right now, and we need to talk about that, Dr. Bill, because I'm looking at the consequences of directed energy weapons and EMF, and we know that EMF does and can cause flu-like symptoms, and some of the neurovirus outbreaks encompass this in Butte County, and this is pursuant to the Public Health Department.
Right.
And what they're talking about is they have, I'm just going to read some of the evacuation sites and the number of neurovirus cases.
They call it the norovirus is called the winter vomiting bug. Okay, and it involves gastroenteritis, inflammation of the GI tract, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, fever, and dehydration. So that's norovirus. And it can be endemic, but, you know, why do they think this is spreading so rapidly in this area? Because, you know.
Well, directed energy weapons cause these kinds of ailments as well. So
they may weaken them so the virus is easier to spread. That would be the most likely thing.
Well,
so if they're exposed to toxic water, for example, when they spray these fire retardants, which are incredibly toxic, then the toxic air, which is going to suppress your immune system, and the virus is endemic in the wintertime, it could spread that way. That would be how I figure.
So there are hundreds and hundreds of people that are in camped in various churches and in the Butte County Fairgrounds.
And that would also spread it, too, with close quarters. There's no hygiene, with poor hygiene.
That's exactly what they're saying. And they're saying that the number of sick people is increasing every single day. And some people have had to be transported by helicopter for medical support. But they say that...
That's unusual to see norovirus, but that by itself being insufficient to get you dehydrated to the point where you go to have medical support. That's unusual.
Well, they say that the norovirus, as you were just saying, Dr. Bill, is the leading cause of outbreaks of diarrhea and vomiting in the United States, and it spreads quietly in schools, shelters, places where many people are in close quarters.
Right, just like the caravan down in Tijuana, right?
Well, they say that there is no medication to get rid of the virus, and there is no vaccine.
No conventional by the knucklehead doctors. I have things that will kill it off instantly.
Okay.
Nutridyne, Allicin Med, and NutriSilver, and Immunoglobulins, Nutrimune 26Y. So they're liars. They don't know what they're talking about. And, of course, medical doctors don't know anything about functional medicine, intermediate metabolism, stealth pathogens, infectious disease, or quantum biophysics. They're completely freaking ignorant, and it's dangerous.
Well, we're under massive attack for massive elimination and massive relocation, but they say that most people are sick for at least 1 to 3 days, but they do get better without medical support. That's what they're saying.
Usually they will, but the virus will spread past, unless they have other dysbiotic organisms growing in their gut, and they'll persist or get worse.
So I want to talk about some of the interviews, but I want to read this. This is out of the RAND Corporation document entitled National Defense Research Institute.
Right.
The RAND Institute, the main headquarters is in Santa Monica in Southern California, while they do have other locations worldwide. Here's a quote. Americans are politically naive, and it's difficult to make Americans realize that they face opponents who do not play by the rules. This is in the RAND National Defense Research Institute report, and it gets worse from there. But I want to stay focused on the attacks here in California with the fires and the use of the climate action plans and the resilient plans. These are plans of death and destruction and absolute mass control by suggesting that if we reduce all of our need for petroleum and gas, and they call it fossil fuels, again, fossil fuels, our petroleum never came from dead dinosaurs. Please watch the YouTube Origins of Oil. But they want us 100% renewable. And they say if we don't transition to 100% renewable, weather events are going to increase. They are creating the weather events.
Yeah, they're creating it. They're creating a catastrophe. They're the masters of chaos, aren't they? Back in a moment with Deborah. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
So please talk about these interviews and explain exactly what happened.
Yes. Well, we're talking about the fires that raged in Butte County, in about six different in Butte County. And they started on November the 8th of 2018 and were not contained until the rains started about November the 20th of 2018. Now, we interviewed a number of people that had to evacuate, many of which lost their homes. I'm going to talk to you about what that was like and what we captured in the interviews. These interviews will be up on StopTheCrime.net as soon as we can process them. You're going to want to watch this because you're going to see the devastation that is caused to individuals and the pain and suffering that they go through. So I'm going to talk about some of these interviews right now. First, they noticed heavy, heavy, heavy chemtrailing 3 days before the fires. Now, we do have a YouTube up called Earthquakes, Geysers Exploited by Drilling, and we filmed that within the three-day period before the fires here in Sonoma County, and we were very, very heavily chemtrailed. So you can see proof of the chemtrailing that was happening here in Northern California. Now, I want to say this. We went and spoke with these fire survivors yesterday, which was December the 2nd of 2018, and they reported that chemtrailing was extremely heavy 3 days before the fires. They also reported that on their radio, they were receiving warnings that was probably about 4 days before the fire started, that PG&E would probably be de-energizing the system, turning off their power. Also, they were getting warnings that it could be a red flag warning. Well,
PG&E ignores it all the time when they do that. When they have these high winds, it can knock over the power lines and cause a fire that way. But also, the surge on the line from smart grid causes fires, doesn't it?
Yes, That's exactly right. So what was happening is they were getting warnings, but because there were no significant winds in about a 36-hour period prior to the fires is what victims are reporting to us. The winds came along with the fires, but prior to the fires, there was no significant wind, and so people let their guard down a bit. It wasn't until the early morning hours of November the 8th of 2018 that some people that were on a lookout point noticed where some fires were starting. So they immediately drove in to warn neighbors. There was no evacuation at all being done as far as alerts. People that had signed up on Nextel alerts didn't receive them. Fire, police, no one drove through the neighborhoods with their sirens blaring to warn people. And
right.
The lookouts that were looking and seeing the fire were filming it. And as they drove back to friends that were in some of the heavily wooded areas and showed them, which was about a 10-mile distance from where they viewed the fires, within 15 minutes, those fires were engulfing the areas that were 10 miles away. Now, here's a specific story.
That's not normal, is it, to blow that fast?
No.
I've seen fires in British Columbia and Alberta, you call prairie fires and big fires in big forest, 180, 200-foot-tall Douglas fir. These fires obviously had other factors making them accelerate a lot faster than normal.
That's absolutely right.
They're like an explosion. They're the closest thing you can think of, a nuclear explosion, aren't they?
Well, that is how this is all being staged and set. So I'm going to talk to you about a specific survivor and what happened. I'm going to tell you a few things with some specific survivors. This one person who's a logger in a wooded area outside of the town of Paradise was warned. He started to gather up some clothing and things, and he was no sooner ready to evacuate than embers and smoke was suffocating. And he observed as he headed towards the main exit route in town that all he saw were taillights for as far as he could see. So because he's a logger, he knows the logging roads and the back roads, he drove his vehicle through the logging areas, and he had a few people following him, and he was running out of gas. So he pulled over, realizing that he was going to probably die. He pulled over. There were a few abandoned vehicles. Fortunately, he was able to siphon some gas out, get some more gasoline, and continue to drive out. It was about a 3-mile through the trees exit through logging trails for him to finally get out of harm's way. He lost everything in the fire. Everything. All of his logging equipment, tree cutting equipment. He is devastated. Absolutely devastated. This is one story. There was a woman that was in the hospital being prepped for a C-section at 8 a.m. the morning of the fires. They had given her the epidermal, and she was ready for the C-section when they had to start evacuating the hospital. They loaded her up in an ambulance, keeping in mind she was numb from the waist down, and they loaded her up in an ambulance. The ambulance got caught in traffic in the town in the main town down the main roads, and the ambulance caught on fire. The ambulance attendees abandoned the ambulance and left her in the back of the ambulance.
No.
She could not get out. She was, of course, drug-induced and unable to walk. She was screaming, and someone heard her. They got her out of the ambulance. They took her to a nearby house. She's calling her husband, telling her husband she's going to die. And the house caught on fire where they took her, and they were able to move her again. And she survived. The baby survived. She had the baby. But that was a harrowing experience.
Wow.
Many, many people barely got out of town. Now, another aspect of the evacuation route is they used street calming in downtown Paradise, as many of you are observing throughout the country through the United Nations plans to capture us in towns and to reduce cars, because they want us out of our cars into electric vehicles, and with no vehicles at all. And the process of this incremental stripping of all of our assets in every way, vehicles and resources, etc., in these rural country areas, the street calming is causing clogging of exit routes during mass evacuations. So people were lined up while one of the passage lanes next to them was being used by emergency equipment, and there was not that much emergency equipment coming in at that time because the fires had just erupted and everyone was pretty much caught off guard with exception.
Yeah, they should have had warning on this. You know, we have satellites that can pick up hot spots. We've got some humidity. There should be lots of ways of early warning that this is coming and preparing. And, you know, even getting these back roads, these roads actually get access so they can not only get out by alternative routes. None of this was done, was it? This is a total mess.
An intentional genocide plan and a elimination of a town off the map. That's what this is.
So I think it was a template for more they want to do the rest of us, too.
Well, there's no question, and we'll talk about more of that on the other side of this
very
break.
Very important information.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Fire.
So what's happening here is it's a Satan's ashtray. They actually blotted out the population. They now put troops and police and so on to even block pet rescue. If you have just even cages up there with food and water, cats can survive months after a fire like this. They're very clever at getting away from fire and surviving it, even dogs and cats and even horses. So what people don't understand is animals have animal instincts to try to survive bad environmental changes. You know, it's bred into their genes. Humans don't necessarily have the sense to realize that we should have had more advanced warning, we should have proper routes to get out of there, and we should have more active ways of actually terminating the fire with not only fire breaks, but also fire retardant. I've been told from my military contacts that we were up there actually in the local fires and ones last year. There were so many drones in the air with directed energy weapons, but they couldn't get helicopters and drop fire returns. And they should be using non-toxic...
Car fire in Redding. And,
right.
And so that is happening, Dr. Bill. But we wonder why aren't technologies used to save us? Well, they're not being used to save us. They're being used to kill us and to rearrange where we live. In fact, there's a recent report on increased decline in life expectancy here in the United States, and one of the large aspects of that decline is being attributed to suicides and people's depression around the environment, because people are being
I don't think they're depressed because of the environment. I think the environment's depressing them. We know that smart meters cause depression because they cause insomnia, and they go together.
I think
Electro pollution is actually causing depression.
That's exactly right. And certainly we know that suicides now with the frequencies, the thought of that can be induced as well through the frequencies.
I don't think they're that sophisticated yet. They wanted to recruit me 20, 40 years ago to work on that. And the knuckleheads don't have hacked into the actual cortical alphabet of the cortex so they can actually broadcast that. They can increase the agitation of your amygdala, which they did in the Crimson Mist, but they can't actually translate to your brain by distance harmonic signals. But they can if you have an interface. If you haven't got an interface helmet or a headband, They can interface with your cortex, just like they want to put in 5 years from now, have Jumanji video games played by your kids without eyes or ears so they can hack into their cortex directly. But they can't broadcast other than the general signal for agitation. They can't send a signal directly to your brain that actually talks to your brain like, hey, well, see Jesus floating on the clouds or something like that. They can't do that yet.
Well, I know that many people have reported factual evidence about voice-to-skull technology.
Oh, that's easy. They've had voice-to-skull for 20 years in Japan. You can walk by a soda machine, and it's not against the law for the soda machine to do voice-to-skull in Japanese to tell you to drink the soda. Do you know that? So you can walk by a downtown Japan or any town in Japan.
Kill yourself, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, they can actually do voice-to-skull. And the problem is it hits the temporal bone of your brain, of your ear, and it hits the subsonic frequencies you can't detect, but it tells you things, and it does it repeatedly, like embedding stuff into a video stream on every so many frames on your movie or whatever you're watching a movie in the theater or television.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. What we need to understand is this is an intentional invasion. We are at war. The war is being perpetrated with us with silent weapons systems. They're stealth. They're incremental. And it's being pushed behind the idea that climate change is accelerating because we have not reduced our greenhouse gas emissions and CO2. And we have to understand that the pushing of the idea of climate change is nothing more than a weaponized agenda to kill us, because we know that climate change is as a result of climate control. And all of you can go to stopthecrime.net, go to the CIA 1960 Memorandum for Climate Change, and so many other documents as well. We found a document in the 50s that Pacific Gas and Electric and 8 to 10 other agencies were licensed by the regional water authorities here in California to work on ways in which they could increase rain. And they talked about aerosol spraying from planes as well as ground-based methods as well. And they reported in the 50s that they were successful in creating rain. Certainly we know that these fires out. They could have put these fires out and they chose not to.
Well, and I'm working on a technology. I want to actually get a patent, and I'm going to talk to some engineers, called positronic hydrogen plasma beam technologies. What you do is you take hydrogen and you turn it into a positron, like we do with positronic glucose with our PET scanners, and you create a plasma tank of this, and that's you use it as a gun and use it as a linear accelerator tube to fire the plasma beam of positronic hydrogen. And as soon as it touches the fire, it turns off the electron transport chain, so the fire is turned off. Then you want to put a sprayer on the same drones of nanoparticle carbon, because all you have to do is create a barrier so oxygen can't touch the fuel and it turns off the fire. You don't need a toxic deaccelerant that actually is dangerous as hell and poisons the water. The fact is that we should be advancing technology to get rid of fires that doesn't just involve water or putting people in harm's way, because these fires move so fast. Some of them move at hundreds of miles an hour, and the heat is so hot there's no physical person or equipment that can survive it.
Right. In fact, Dr. Bill, what we also saw, we went up with a couple of ex-fire captains, and we were watching and looking, and they were making some very interesting observations. One of the observations that John Lord made, and I would recommend everybody watch his YouTube, just type in John Lord. He is an ex-fire captain. And one of the observations that he made, along with another fire captain that we were with, there were miles and miles of replacement of guardrails leading into the blocked-off area of Paradise and up into those different towns. And what they observed is up next to the they were replacing the guardrails, and they did the same thing here in Northern California, here in Sonoma County, a year ago, because the guardrails are supported and attached to wood posts. Well, the wood posts burn, and so they've had to replace, and they've replaced all of the posts now with new guardrails with steel posts. And again, miles and miles. But what these fire captains noticed is that the short grasses, 8 to 12 inches in height, that were growing up to the post and 10 feet along and around the post all the way up the side of the road was not burned. And they said that is fuel that would have burned. And, of course, the thought would be is that the directed energy weapons microwaved the metal on these guardrails and then caused the wood post to burn. And so they're naturally pulling this all out before this is how they're sanitizing a crime scene, because they've got hundreds and hundreds and thousands of...
They're pulling the metal posts out of the ground, you mean?
They're pulling the wood posts out of the ground because they burned and the guardrails failed. So miles and miles of replacement has occurred already. We're within 3 to 4 weeks of the ending of the burn area. And
these are mountainous areas you're talking about, so they could fall down a cliff or whatever, or down a big hill.
No, these were not necessarily in that situation at all. And we were noticing that there were...
So just normal guardrail on the side of the road.
Normal guardrail along the side of the roads. And that is what they were focusing on.
So why is that priority? Obviously, it's to try to cover up the forensics of what happened.
Well, that's certainly what it looks like. And certainly when you create such heat in the metal attachments and all of the bolts that go into the wooden posts that were there and are not there now, it causes them to burn. And when you have no evidence of burning the low grasses that are dry, they're not burned. We filmed that. It's diabolical what has happened there. And everyone needs to understand that we are under mass attack. And I will tell you that the climate action and the resilient plans tell us, and I've read hundreds of these plans throughout the years, tell us that the rest of the United States is going to be subjected to fires too because of the increased temperature. And
right.
We'll talk a little more about that when we return.
Amazing. Well, it's not a future shock, it's a now shock, isn't it?
Absolutely, Dr. Bill.
That symbol, future shock, right?
Yes, absolutely.
We know. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Environmentalism. By the way, I'm watching a miniseries called The Marvelous Miss Maisie, and she's a little Jewish girl. I think I have enough Jewish and Hebrew blood. I'm pretty Hebrew Jewish myself, so I really get their humor. It's probably the best miniseries I've seen. Her husband tried to be a stand-up comedian. He kind of stole other people's acts. She's a natural, and I'm a natural dark comedian. I try to make it funny so you kind of get it. And I mentioned that the greenhouse gas that exists in these people they're talking about, these environmentalists, exist inside their cortex and their brain. They're, if you took a hat pin and popped their skull, you'd see green gas escaping. That's where the greenhouse gas is, inside the moronic heads of these idiots. And we actually have a moderate cooling period, which occurs every 360 years. 360 years ago, there was 4 to 5 feet of ice on the Thames River. And they had ice houses on there when they had parties in the Christmas season. And then we also have, on top of that, a cooling period where they ignore... This is the institute tied to the United Nations Climate Control in England. And I've had experts on the show talking about this. So this greenhouse gas garbage, now what's going on is there is a surge of carbon, of what's called methane hydrates, all over the world. And we're going to see a surge in that, which will tend to try to counteract the effects. So we're going to see, I call, scrambled seasons. Well, you're going to start seeing hot as hell days in the wintertime and cold as hell days in the summer. But it also means food collapse, drought, and extreme storms, tsunamis, coastal erosion.
And complete privatization of the water. In fact, I have to say this, Dr. Bill. I attended a meeting. I outlined what we saw in Cuba, and we'll do a separate show maybe next week on this. It's absolutely diabolical. But when we were discussing this event, or at this event about Cuba, a fellow that has some acreage here in Northern California also has a pond. And the Fish and Game is now has walked up to him and required that he has a license and is going to be requiring releases in the summer into some of the creeks to help the salmon survive. Now, what we know is when they heat up the ponds in the summer with all the ionospheric atmospheric microwaving that is being done, the hotter waters that are being added and literally directed into the natural streams and creeks is eliminating the oxygen in the water and causing algae, and the fish are suffocating. So I would recommend that people do not fall for any idea that they're required to have permits for their ponds. Don't agree. Don't go along, because you will find out that Fish and Game is part of the takedown. They're behind the illusion of climate change, and they're enacting the psychopath's policy of genocide by moving forward with these policies and requiring people here.
Let me tell you how long-lasting this is. I had last week from Serbia, Continuing Church of God pastor on for almost 2 hours, most of 2 hours last Thursday, Sasha Alexander Veljic. And he's been a pastor there for 26 years, and he knew about the history of Yugoslavia. Now, Yugoslavia is one of the last nations that didn't give their underground water and mineral resources to the center of the earth. Most people don't realize they've all been deeded over through the Queen of England to the United Nations that controls every underground mineral resource in every country except for Russia, China, North Korea, and Iran. And that's why they're targeted. They're targeted to become literally absorbed in the treaty this weekend with Donald Trump with Area 3 is one step closer to Donald Trump and his cadres on the right finalizing the New World Order. And you have to understand the control of water resources, the control of climate, the control of food production, the control of population location, the control of trade is all tied together, isn't it?
Well, it is. And Dr. Bill, there have been many YouTubers and people suggesting that one of the reasons that Butte County was attacked was for its potential vast minerals, in particular gold. And
do you know why gold is so popular up there?
Well,
I'll tell you. I had Jalil Pontian, who spoke about this last week as well. He was also on Friday when Harley Schlanger couldn't make it because he was sick in hospital. Gold occurs wherever you have volcanoes. And the reason why California has so damn much gold is because it's always tied with volcanic magma. Did you know that? So we have a load. So there's a natural slough in California that's thousands of miles long that history has gold all over the place, all the way through to San Francisco. People don't understand that the fault zone and the volcanic magma is tied directly to gold resources.
Now, Dr. Bill, let's talk about that for a minute, because we certainly know that the psychopathic controllers that are causing global genocide and using technologies on people that people still can't even wrap their heads around that are being used.
Well, they don't know technology. They've not been taught science or logic in school. So most people, if they had an original thought, their hair would go on fire. I try to teach people on this show to think and ask better questions, but most people are afraid to. That's why I get almost no callers to call the show to say, I'm afraid of Dr. Deagle. Don't be afraid.
Okay,
I'm your big brother.
I'll ask you this question. The question is, the controllers have all the wealth. They control everything. The psychopathic mindset, of course, is for control. They can print money when they need it. They don't need to.
Yeah, but people can do things that doesn't involve money. See, money is just one means of exchange. You can do bartering. You can do all kinds of stuff, including care bars. And you can also do things where you basically just trade with each other and do stuff collectively. So although they may control money, money, to be honest with you, is going to go bye-bye. And you're going to see them blow it up because they want to convert everything to a cryptocurrency that's going to be tied back to gold and the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar is the template.
I would like to recommend a movie that everybody watch. It's something I watched a number of years back. It's called The Road. Just The Road, R-O-A-D.
Uh-huh.
And what that demonstrates are fires everywhere. And the climate action plans and resilient plans that I've read, because of the heating up and the use of microwaves and the intentional cooking of all of us everywhere, they're telling us there will be fires in every state, even where fires were not a typical aspect of what they faced. And this is what they're saying. And when you watch the road, it's a very interesting illustration of fires burning everywhere.
Right.
And then, of course, we're being assaulted and attacked on our coastlines now with the use of weapons systems being used to increase storm surges and all of the technology. People can just type in, Dr. Bill, coastline planned retreat. You'll see a cascading number of locations globally throughout the world. Billions and billions of dollars are going to be lost to coastline and the economy.
Well, you mentioned that the local authority here in California is actually trying to force local authorities not to allow insurance to back people's homes, even if they're millionaires, living within coastal degradation areas.
Yes,
so there's
exactly.
Go ahead.
In fact, there was a recent TV interview, a location near San Francisco, California, where they were talking to some people that were 3 miles inland, and they were being told that they would have to move to higher ground. And these people don't understand. They just think it's crazy. Of course, it is crazy. But
degradation of the coastal area isn't going to go 3 miles, but you can't have tsunamis going 3 miles. In fact, on the East Coast, the tsunamis are likely to happen with Cumbre Viejo in the Azores. Is a half a mile to a mile high. They can go up to 150 to 200 miles inland, because if you're under 500 feet above sea level, you're going to get hit with a tsunami even if you're 200 miles inland.
Well, I want to say that everything and most everything that we're talking about is as a result of human compromise. If you look at how these programs have been initiated here in the United States and other countries as well, it's people in your local government agencies and every department that has initiated UN policies of absolute, complete destruction.
Well, I get a new term for it. It's called corruptocracy. Instead of a democracy or oligarchy or communism, it's called a corruptocracy. And they trump all of the political systems in every country. It doesn't matter if it's communist China, Russia, Europe, whether socialist, trans-European, anti-democracy. It doesn't matter. You see, we get fed this BS that we're on the left or the right, and both sides are a distraction. What's really going on is we're being marched one way or the other in one group of lemmings or another towards a new world order and human population reduction, eco-catastrophe, coastal destruction, and pushing us into central, super compact cities of the remaining population. The Deagle, DEAGEL.com site, which is a play on my name, which is obviously saying, hey, just like, WebOn Project said.
We have that YouTube up, Dr. Bill, and it's
called
5G, The Culling of Humanity, where you and I did a show discussing the Deagle.com Intel site. And it is diabolical, and people need.
Yeah, they don't want to believe it. They think, well, Deagle's a nut. He thinks he knows everything. Guess what? If I talk about something, take it to the bank. And if you disagree with me, show a logical reason or evidence why you disagree. I'll take it in. I don't care if you're a grandma or an Intel agent. But the fact is, we don't get disagreeable people because they don't want to face facts, logic, and evidence. And even documents are stated openly, like the World Watch Institute, the Council on Foreign Relations, articles going back to the 70s, meetings like the one in 2016 with Barack Obama before the elections.
And weather modification programs going back to the patent. So we're
exactly.
We're in for it.
It's not open to actually dialogue or discussion. We just need to face reality and start planning and trying to prep ourselves up for catastrophe, because it's not coming. It's not future shock. It's future now. How's that?
That's exactly right. Thank you, Dr. Bill. I will be looking forward to coming back with more reporting from the...
Amazing, amazing, disgusting, and nasty. But it's the truth, unfortunately. Cry, get angry, pray, and then do something about it. Don't just sit in the middle of the highway waiting to get run over by a Mack truck.
Nutrimedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutriMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or our order line 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.